B-Pod Studios.
WBQT, WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Prepare yourself. Shutdowns coming to the T. Movie's biggest night on Sunday and what's new in theaters to check out this weekend. Melissa has a juice coming up.
Gayle King is pissed at CBS for leaking that clip about Kobe in her Lisa Leslie interview, and CBS agrees with her.
Leroy has your sports.
And I'm convinced Boston sports fans need some therapy.
But first, well, it is going to get worse before it gets better. The MBTA announced their plans for maintenance and shutdowns to expect this year. All four subway lines, the Silver Line, the commuter rail, will require frequent shutdowns. Now, the plan includes an 11-month-long closure for part of the Green Line, a month-long closure of the C&E branches, and weekday and weekend closures. During service disruptions, the T said that parallel services will be increased or shuttle buses will be provided to compensate, and there's a whole lot that is in there. So if you want to find out how your particular commute will be affected, go to the MBTA's website.
It's like a bad relationship where, like, you depend on the person, but they just abuse the hell out of you, and you just have to sit there and take it.
Oh, I can't quit you.
Yeah.
Movie's biggest night is on Sunday. The 92nd Academy Awards will air without a host in the three-hour-long ceremony. Joker got the most nominations with 11, including nods for actor in a leading role, directing, and also Best Picture. And the other movies that are up for Best Picture, 1917, The Irishman, Ford versus Ferrari, Jojo Rabbit, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Parasite, Marriage Story, and Little Women. I've seen two.
I've heard of everything. Once you said Jojo Rabbit, you lost me. Off the rails. Is that a cartoon?
No, it's like a satire, though. And I saw... I tried to watch the trailer, and it had Hitler in it. And it was
really?
It's like World
like
War
Two,
but satire. It looks really bizarre. Yeah. It definitely...
It's a quote of the day.
I know.
I like Hitler movies.
Yes, please say that.
Yeah, clear that out.
Yeah, right. You better say that with no space in between.
I love Hitler.
Right, exactly.
One new movie in theaters this weekend, Birds of Prey. Margot Robbie's back as her Suicide Squad character, Harley Quinn. And with the movie, it starts with an animated prologue that tells her backstory, her breakup with the Joker, and how a lot of people wanted to kill her. All right, is Melissa with the juice?
Well, Nicki Minaj is upset at herself for the Twitter bashing of Meek Mill the other day. Speaking at a music conference in L.A., Nicki joked and said she was hacked, which, obviously, that's a joke. But then she admitted she may not have used the best judgment.
But it's a good lesson in knowing how to master your anger and emotions. So every time I do that, I, give myself a talking to in my head. Like, okay, you played yourself, you shouldn't have did that. Learned your lesson again. How many times you gotta learn a lesson?
No, the voice that tells you need to stop that in your head needs to be a little more assertive. Because you keep doing the same damn thing over and over.
Yeah, she gets carried away a little bit. Sophia Richie is quitting Keeping Up with the Kardashians to pursue an acting career. Scott Disick's girlfriend of 3 years says she's been wanting to get into acting, but fear of failure has prevented her. But she says 2020 is her year, and all this is coming just days after she unfollowed Scott's ex, Courtney, on Instagram, which got everybody wondering why. But sources say that she wants to try to distance herself from anything reality show, and she's really trying to take this acting thing seriously.
So by unfollowing somebody who's on a reality show, that's going to mean she's a better actress?
I don't know. I'm not buying that excuse. Something happened. And Gayle King is pissed at CBS, the network that aired her interview with WNBA star Lisa Leslie. You probably saw the clip that was going around that showed Gayle grilling Lisa about her friendship with Kobe Bryant and bringing up his past rape case.
It's been said that his legacy is complicated because of sexual assault charge, which was dismissed in 2003.
This is not the person that I know.
But Lisa, you wouldn't see it, though. As his friend, you wouldn't see it.
It went to trial.
Yeah, the case was dismissed because the victim in the case refused to testify.
Well, Gayle caught a lot of heat from a lot of people, including celebrities like Snoop Dogg, 50 Cent, even Bill Cosby. And Gayle responded yesterday in a video saying, that CBS used her and took that one clip completely out of context.
I am mortified, I'm embarrassed, and I am very angry.
Seriously, though, when Bill Cosby dies, how long until we can, like, just go in on him?
Stop it.
Like, Bill Cosby, Harvey Weinstein, some people that you can die and immediately, like, just say they were pieces of crap? Or do we have to say, man, he did produce some good-ass movies, or Bill Cosby, Cliff Huxtable.
Well, surprisingly,
he hit the sandwiches in the chimney.
Surprisingly, CBS agrees with Gail King, saying that an excerpt was posted that did not reflect the nature and tone of the full interview. We are addressing the internal process that led to this, and changes have already been made. I wonder if there were people fired over that. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
Okay, the memorial service for NBA legend Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna will be held this month on the 24th at the Staples Center in L.A. If you think about it, February is obviously the second month of the year. That was his daughter's number, her jersey number, number 2, and the 24th represents Kobe's jersey number also. And we were just joking. Remember when the Patriots lost in the playoffs? I hate to bring it up, but here we were joking because ever since then, it's just been chaos. People have been acting kind of strange, out of whack or whatever. Then you got Mookie Betts moving on from the Red Sox. People start to get a little bit more strange. Yesterday, yeah, I think this is for real. Romero, you're calling it the Brady curse.
It is the Brady curse. He needs to make a decision because right now the city can't function. The T, the T was functioning swimmingly.
That's right.
All of a sudden, Tom Brady.
What?
Yeah, we haven't had a T incident in 3 days.
Well,
and now all of a sudden we need a whole repair.
He's calling it the Brady curse. You may call it the Brady virus, but yesterday is proof. The NBA trade deadline came and went, and the Celtics did absolutely nothing, and folks around here have lost their mind. Many people, many fans are calling for Danny Ainge, the GM of the Celtics, to be fired.
Wow.
Fired. They have lost their mind. You got even some people wanting Isaiah Thomas, to come back to the Celtics.
Who?
Folks are just losing their mind. Everybody need to chill.
The short guy with the bad hips?
Yes. Some therapy, some medication, some, what is it? Theraflu or whatever it's called. We need something. Everybody, please, chill and relax. Whatever it's called. I don't know. Celtics Hawks tonight at 7. Bruins Coyotes tomorrow at 3. And the XFL kicks off this weekend, starting Saturday at 2.
Who's the boss? Boston team.
We don't have one.
The Seattle
Dragons take on the DC Defenders, and then there'll be 3 more games throughout the weekend, and that's your sports.
All right, leaving you with some good news. Not a lot of people would celebrate their mailbox getting taken out by a car, but Crystal Collins did. So after it happened, a teenager rang her doorbell to tell her that he accidentally did it and he wanted to apologize. He also offered her every dollar that he had in his wallet. Crystal told him, you know, just keep your money. But 2 days later, he showed up at her house with a plate of homemade cookies. And she was so touched that she posted a picture on Facebook from her security camera so that she could find his family, because she wanted to tell them what a great kid they raised. And the mother was found. And she said she honestly got teary-eyed because it's so nice to know that your kids are doing good things when you're not around.
Boston, get up!
The Get Up Crew, Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.